Welcome back in everyone to a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. Pinch us because we are so excited about the guest we have today. We are huge fans of hers. And we are so excited to be having her on our show today with her new great show that is heading across the pond to Scotland here in about a week. Joining us, we have the creator and performer Sarah Hester Ross, who's going to speak to us about her show. Sarah Hester Ross is what? It's part of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and the show is playing August 2nd through the 18th at Just the Tonic, Nucleus, Atomic. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting edfringe.com. Now, anyone in the Las Vegas area, I'm sure you know the name, you definitely know the face, but everyone else out there, I guarantee you know this incredible artist from her wonderful quips on TikTok. So let us go ahead and welcome in one of our favorite performers, Sarah Hester Ross. Welcome in.
Hello, Andrew and Stage Whisperers.
I'm so excited that you're here. I can't
wait to
pour into the show. Sarah Hester Ross is what? So why don't we start by having you tell our listeners a little bit about what this show is about?
It is a musical show. I claim the title musical comedian just because I do a lot of bits and comedy songs, but it's mostly in music form. The show itself is just an explanation of who I am and all the things, and me answering all the things that I get called. I get called TikTok famous. I get called a funny musician. I get called funny for a woman. I get called a bitch. So I just kind of like reclaim all of those and explain them to my audience in song and kind of cabaret form. And it's just it's a good time. And I'm really excited to be at the Fringe. I have been touring my show that is now on my comedy special on Apple TV and Amazon Prime. I've been touring that show in comedy clubs around the US for a couple years now. But now that I have a stage in a Fringe festival environment, I get to be more theatrical of nature. And I'm so excited to do that because I feel like that's who I am more. I am a musical theater girl, born and bred. I've been on musical stages since I was 3. And getting into the comedy world has been a little difficult. Not difficult, but just a change. It's been different. And I'm really excited to be putting this show up because I'm going to be able to do a little bit more wow factor, which I'm very excited about.
I love all of that. I love all of that, except one thing I don't love. And I want this to stop being a thing. Funny for a woman.
That I know.
I hate when people say she's really funny for a woman. I'm like,
yeah.
You ever say that about a man? He's really funny. No, why would you? Maybe it's.
I do. I say it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And it is pretty crazy with the amount of extremely successful women comics now at this point of time that's still a thing. But it is very much that's one of the biggest comments that I get. And a lot of these topic like names and that I get on the regular is from social media. And as I love social media, it has pushed me to levels and audiences that I would have never dreamed of. It is a bit toxic, and I get a lot of negativity off of, and that's kind of what the show is about, is just the negativity that I've gotten from social media and me explaining it very tongue-in-cheek, very sassy, very sarcastic and satirical of nature, which is satire is my bread and butter. But yeah, the whole funny for a girl, or they call me the female Bo Burnham. And it's like, okay, just because I play piano, I'm the female Bo Burnham. Like our comedy styles are nothing alike. It's just they're musical and I'm playing the piano. And I try to not take offense, but I use it. It fuels me. It fuels the artistic juices of like, oh, I get to write a song about this now. So,
well, I want to kind of build on that because I'm curious to know what inspired you to create this piece.
I guess at the end of the day, it's the chit chat. It's the talking. It's the, and social media can get really confusing. You see a person in a minute or a couple of seconds video, and then that's what you think of them. I've been an entertainer my entire life. I've been on stage since I was 3 years old. I've done musicals. I have done plays. Performance is part of who I am. I get on TikTok and I am a TikToker. And so they see me and it's like, oh, she's an artist. She has songs. She's a comedian. She blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, I am. I am more than just social media. And I guess that's what spawned this. Sarah Hester Ross is what? And I love that you read it like that, because a lot of people, you know, are just reading it. Sarah Hester Ross is what? It was like, no, the inflection is important. It's like, is what? You know? And I love that you did that. So thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. No, absolutely. And I love those thoughts that you've had. So as we're speaking, we are just about a week away from the show mm-hmm. going up over in Scotland. So I would love to know, what has it been like developing it and putting it up on its feet?
I did have a little time. I've been working on, I'd like to say, like show A, show B, show C. So there are versions of the shows that I would, if I'm in a black box theater, I'll do this version of the show. If I'm in a comedy club, I'll do this version of the show. And so I mentioned the release of my comedy special on Apple TV and Amazon. That was a cultivation of 3 years of touring and a residency in Las Vegas. And now I'm taking that show and I'm adding a flair, I guess, is what I get to be more theatrical about it instead of focusing on like the stand-up comedy side of it. And that's really exciting. It's something that I haven't done before with my show per se. And so it will be brand new as a whole. I will do my bits. I'll do the bits that people know me from. I'll be doing Stop Giving Men Microphones. I'll be doing Florida Man. I'll be doing the hits, as they say. So nobody will be disappointed. It'll just be more, I keep saying flair because it's the only word that I can think of, but and it's a little nerve-wracking because I've never done it before. So
would it be fair to say, rather than coming to see comedy with music, audiences are going to see more of your music with comedy? Is that?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That would be fair.
That is so wonderful, though. I'm looking forward to seeing Sarah Hester Ross with a hint of lime, if you will.
Yeah, cucumber. There's a spot of cucumber.
So with, you know, with where you got the idea for the show, what kind of has motivated you and whatnot, is there a particular message or a thought you hope that audiences will take away from your show?
I do speak a lot about, I focus on women's issues because, ta-da, they most concern me. And, you know, things that are going on in America right now with Roe v. Wade being overturned and just the whole atmosphere of women's issues and women's rights just being either ignored or completely just done away with, or, you know, stepping back, even if it ever is so slightly. I'm really big on satire. And so I talk a lot about those issues I feel very playful way. I like to say a bit of musical theater helps the feminism go down a little bit, because there's always a line of like, oh, she's a man hater, she's a man hating feminist, and, you know, things like that. And I get that. I get that being a topic of my conversation in my show, it can be that. But when it's sung and you do a little dance to it, you know, it kind of goes down easier, and it puts earworms in your head of like, why am I singing this? Oh, these are the words. Oh, let's think about this. Let's try to start another conversation. So at the end of the day, I don't think that I get too serious but I do talk about serious issues and I feel like a new fun way.
I love that. I love that. Well, that leads to my final question for this first part. And that is, who are you hoping to have access to Sarah Hester Ross as a what?
I don't feel like I want a particular audience, but I do feel that my show is geared towards propping up and supporting women and making them feel heard and strong and seen. One of my very first viral videos was a cover that I did called Savage Daughter. And it has been one of my biggest songs all over the world. I've got over 13 million streams of it on Spotify. I actually just found out that Cyndi Lauper is singing it on her tour over in UK right now. My name is on her set list and everything. It's wild. It's crazy. Yeah. And so, but it's a very empowering song. And that's what I hope ultimately people take away is that I am funny, I am sarcastic, I am tongue in cheek, but at the end of the day, like, I want people leaving my show feeling good, feeling powerful, specifically women, but I do believe men get plenty out of it because men have mothers, daughters, wives, partners. They have people in their lives that they want uplifted and they see what they're going through. So I would definitely not say that it's just for women, but I do feel it's strongly poignant on making women feel strong and powerful.
Second part of our interviews, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I want to start with my regular first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past or are just some of your favorites?
I have two really big ones. Probably the one that I talk about the most is Bette Midler. I'm a huge fan. I believe that she is a feminist icon, first of all. And I love the way that she uses her celebrity to speak on politics that she believes in. And she doesn't shy away from that, which you see a lot in Hollywood because, you know, you have the fear of losing audiences or losing jobs. And she just, ever since, you know, she's been around, you don't see fear in her. And I love it. I love it. She's a outspoken, loud, hilariously talented woman. And I don't know, have you ever seen her live shows before?
I haven't gotten the privilege of getting to see like her like cabaret shows.
Yeah, but I feel like my shows kind of, it emulates her shows like before she started doing movies and stuff like that. Lots of costume changes, lots of just theatrical this and that and look there and look here. And she does like stand-up bits in between her show and her songs. And I'm just a huge admirer of her. And I think that what I do is very Bette Midler-esque. And the second one would be Rachel Bloom. I'm a huge fan of Rachel Bloom. I think Crazy Ex-Girlfriend was a huge inspiration to me. Just seeing a wildly successful musical television show about serious topics, about mental health, about drug addiction, about sex addiction, about, you know, it was one of a kind. And that is a huge goal of mine, ultimately. You know, Bette Midler's career and Rachel Bloom's career, taking my art to TV and movies. And so they are huge inspirations for me.
I love those. I love that's a fabulous set of inspirations.
And I know Rachel Bloom is on Off-Broadway, I think, right now. I think her show is Okay, I'm Ready to Die, or Let's Talk About Death, or something like that.
It sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. I've only seen snippets of it, but I mean, she's a genius. She's a beautiful, dark humor genius. And I would recommend anybody go see her anytime you can. So I wish I was in New York. I would definitely go see it.
Well, kind of building on that thought, I mean, have you seen any great theater lately that you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
Unfortunately, I don't get to see a lot of theater. I did the last time I was in New York. When I was on tour, I played at the City Winery. I got to see the Off-Broadway Little Shop of Horrors. And it was amazing. I can't remember the actress's name that played Audrey. I can't remember her name, and that's going to bug the crap out of me because it was just absolutely amazing. I had never seen Audrey played like that before. And it was such an intimate theater, too. It was like really small. I think it only sat like 300 people or something like that. Ah, it was so great. I think it's still running, I believe, in the same theater. Yeah. So that was actually the last show I got to see. I did see Kinky Boots as well, which I love it.
You can't go wrong with that.
I mean, come on, babe. Come on.
Let me ask you, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
Probably the attention. I know that's probably very vain to say, but I do. I love being in front of an audience. And even social media like has given me that attention that I crave just in general. But I do. I love performing in front of an audience. I love their full attention and their gaze. And it's just it fuels me to either make them smile or react in any sort of way. I don't love the negative reaction, but it's a reaction nonetheless. So
that is a fantastic answer. Probably one of the most honest we've ever had. So I want to ask you now my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is what is your favorite theater memory?
When I first moved to Orlando, I auditioned for a theater troupe. And the first show that they were doing was The Last 5 Years. And it was really interesting because they booked four casts. They booked four girls, four males. And then we all like rotated throughout the run. And I had never heard of The Last 5 Years. And I just remember listening to it for the first time and falling deeply, deeply in love. It is my favorite musical, and even to this day. And there is a part in the show where she is supposed to be on the dock in Ohio, and she is talking to Jamie, and she sings this song, and I remember it was probably the first time that I ever, as an artist, had true attachment emotions to the song. And it's probably, I don't have a video of it. It probably would be less special if I did, but it was just this performance of mine that I'll never forget. And it was in front of an audience of like, I don't know, maybe 70 people. It was a really small theater troupe, and it was probably some of the best work I've ever done in my entire acting career. And I will never forget that moment, and probably will never be able to replicate it just because of the part, the time of my career and what was going on in my personal life and the show, finding this show and being able to do it. And it was just like a kismet of time, you know? It was really beautiful for me.
That is such an incredible memory. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Just my comedy special, and it's out on Apple TV and Amazon Prime. I believe it, if not, it is already. It will be in a few days, but it will be streaming free for Amazon Prime members, which is very exciting. But it's called Don't Mess with a Redhead, and it really is a perfect introduction to who I am as an artist. I think my live shows will always go deeper and will always show you more, but I'm extremely proud of this project. It looks good, it sounds good, it has some of my favorite bits that I've ever written on it. So if your audience is into, has a spare hour to put it on when they're, I don't know, putting their makeup on or getting ready for a show or whatever, I think it's worth the hour, I believe.
Well, I'm excited to see that now. I knew that Amazon Prime subscription would come in handy.
Yeah, right.
But that leads to my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about Sarah Hester Ross as a what, or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
The easiest way is to find me on social media at Sarah Hester Ross, two H's, two R's. That is my handle across the board on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok. And obviously, it's the easiest way to get a hold of me is to DM me on Instagram. I find that's the easiest communication.
Perfect. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. This has been such an honor. I've had
Oh, it was
so
such a pleasure, Andrew. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. My guest today has been the amazing creator and performer, Sarah Hester Ross. She spoke to us about her upcoming show, Sarah Hester Ross is What? It's part of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and it's playing August 2nd through the 18th at Just the Tonic Nucleus Atomic. You can get tickets and more information by visiting edfringe.com. And also make sure you follow Sarah across social media. We'll have her handle posted on our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But you're going to want to stay on top of everything she does. She's got a great comedy special out now on Amazon and Apple TV. And I'm sure this is not the last we're going to hear from her. I guarantee it. But right now, make sure you head over to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And if you're already planning to be there, get your tickets to check out this amazing show. Sarah Hester Ross is what? Also, we want to add for our American listeners that Election Day is November 5th. Make sure you register to vote and do your democratic duty. You can find out how and where you can register to vote by visiting vote.gov. The future demands we fight for it now. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.